sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Monday, June 9th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Show your defendingfathers.com's website, 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the two phone apps. Tune in, capital T, capital I. Download the free one and search for WYPV. We're your Patriot Voice, or the Simple Radio app. That's the one that Officer Rick likes the best. Simple Radio, two words, capital S, capital R. Download that free app on your phone or tablet, computer, and then put in the call letters to the radio station, WCHY. We're constant hits of yesteryear. Along with the radio station's website, WCHY.us. You can listen to the show live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, and then the music. 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll. We love the music. You guys love the music. You know, I was out fixing a sprinkler head, blowing leaves, getting things cleaned up, driveway, absolutely the beds, getting everything done. Started working on hoeing up my periwinkle, snow on the mountain in the yard, getting everything looking good for summer. And I got to tell you, I had my cell phone with me in my pocket, and I was playing the radio station, and it's amazing how many memories come flowing back when you listen to our music. This particular genre, for our demographics, our age group of listening audience, listened to this music when we were growing up. High school, I don't know how many times they have played, and I've heard on our station, Seals and Crofts, "We May Never Pass This Way Again." That was my high school class song from 1976. Motown, all of the different genre of musics that are out there, this particular one we chose for our age demographics. Why? Because they showed us studies that our music triggers memories. Memories exercises the brain. When you hear a song, and immediately, within about 5, 10, 15 seconds, it makes you remember a memory from your life. Where were you? Where were you going to school? Where were you working? Relationships. All this triggers electric current to the brain. The memories caused by the music helps literally you fighting dementia, Alzheimer's, all kinds of memory issues because of listening to our music. Now, I got a lot of young listeners that said, Randy, this music is what my parents used to listen to. So I was forced to listen to it in the car or at the house. Well, that triggers memories for you as well. Usually as a child, teenager, whatever, but it still triggers memory. Share it with your friends. Let them know. We're going to take a short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Government's invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. I got a story here that I think people need to think about. Many of us grew up in a single family residential home, perhaps in a subdivision or a rural area. it was always something that we got accustomed to, was your traditional stick-built home. Well, one of the things that is growing in popularity and acceptance is the idea that we may be forced to get affordable housing into our areas. It's going to be something that is manufactured in a factory. Drive down any Michigan freeway for any amount of time, and you'll most likely see a half or a whole house being pulled on a wide load semi-trailer. What you might not know is that the Michigan State Housing Development Authority, MSHDA, might have paid for that home in its effort to reinforce housing in the state. Michigan State Housing Development Authority Executive Director Amy Hovey said funding requests to MSHDA for modular developments have increased after a pilot for a program called MSHDA Mod was rolled out just 2 years ago. Now modular developments are being supported by many of the authority's funding resources, including low-income housing tax credits, the missing middle, and the My Neighborhood programs. Hovey said, "I think folks are looking for an easier way to get housing developed, a more predictable path for development, and modular is the answer to a lot of that need. It would be great if we had some additional modular factories in our state so we could cut down on the costs, the time of transit, and those expenses." She said there's a big difference between traditional mobile home communities and these new modular communities that are being built today. The model used isn't where someone owns the chassis of a trailer and pays lot rent. She said these are actually single-family homes that are being installed and are usually owned or built by a developer. They then rent both the land and the home, or they can be purchased. Well, what the problem is dealing with not in my backyard, NIMBYism. The response by Hovey says, we're not seeing a lot of NIMBYism around this type of housing as it's getting developed. More and more communities are willing to accept these type of homes because they feel they don't have the typical mobile home exterior and larger sizes that causes them to look like a traditional stick-built home. However, there's still a lot of holdouts. And it also has to do with the income level of the people that are appealing to these type of housing units being built. Some communities need to get their codes up a little bit to be more accepting of these type of projects. But it's not necessarily the people. At least that's not what I'm hearing. Many are saying this is not grandma's mobile home trailer anymore. One of the areas that they're looking at is neighborhoods in northern Michigan, where being assembled in modular housing, people, many can't tell the difference. When you walk through these neighborhoods, you would not know the difference as to whether these were stick-built or modular. Many of them have garages. Sometimes they don't, but if they don't, they can stick build a detached garage and make it look like part of the housing project. Well, let's get down to the traditional terms, construction-wise. Stick-built refers to a structure that is built on-site, piece by piece, using wood studs, framing, lumber, and other materials such as roof truss systems. The contrast with modular construction is where the sections are pre-built at a factory in a controlled environment and then assembled on site. She said there isn't one part of the state that hasn't hopped on the modular train, and it wasn't relegated to single-family housing either, pointing to a condominium development near Flint, Michigan, where the modular housing techniques are being used. Modular housing, more of a townhouse style, some even on basements, and many coming with decks. You would not know the difference when you drive through these housing projects. Can't even tell whether or not they're modular or stick built. Well, one of the projects that is being run is Communities First, a Flint-based nonprofit that helps develop affordable housing, said modular housing isn't new, and the stigma it had attached to it because it was made in a factory seems to be disappearing. Because of how many people want to build a new house, we've got to do something. And this was what was being done as a way to figure out more creative ways to build additional housing in our state. Ovi went on to say the cost of modular housing was the real factor in its rise in popularity. But what's happening is also the quality is improving. We have seen entire plots of land complete with a manufactured home on it much cheaper than a stick-built house. Hovey talked about a friend who bought a home for $200,000 10 years ago. After accumulating $400,000 in equity, decided to sell but couldn't find the same house for less than $850,000 being stick-built. She said another modular home could be set up today for what they're looking for roughly the same $200,000 they paid 10 years ago for a stick-built house. NIMBY issues, not in my backyard, were usually a matter of being transparent with the community, not trying to hold meetings when the people who speak for the community can't show up. Once you get the people representing the community in the room, it's a matter of appealing to their humanity and explaining that people who are low to middle income still need housing. Many of these people work at jobs in the local communities. Many of them work at our local stores, our banks, our restaurants, gas stations, local bars, and many of our local hotels. I think the idea of how people vision is a part of the big problem. And some people who complain about low-income housing are actually low-income, middle-income, even themselves. Well, during the 2025 Mackinac Policy Conference that was held just a week or so ago on Mackinac Island, Federal Reserve Bank Chicago CEO Austin Goolsbee discussed the importance of housing on the economy and said one of the top reasons for inflation was the persistence of housing inflation. He said once he saw an extreme split between the price of housing and the price of goods. With goods contracting, but yet housing remaining at a 5% growth pattern year over year for the last 15 years. Goolsbee went on to say that they see people who can't afford a house with a one-job income, despite the fact that they now can go to Costco and purchase more consumer goods than their dad could years ago. You can buy more stuff at Costco, but the relative price of housing has changed quite a bit, and it is much more expensive, said Goolsbee. He pointed to a near zero fixed rate of a 30-year mortgage and said nobody wanted to give up their rate to move into a new house because even as interest rates were pushed higher, it brought in more inflationary costs. So as a result, people just stopped moving. They want to stay where they're at in their existing home, and it's causing stagnation in the housing market. So bottom line is, folks, more and more communities need to be much more accepting of these type of projects. If you understand that these homes are being provided at a much lower cost, you're going to grow your community. You're going to bring in young families, many of them having children. School populations start to go up. And now with both the Senate, the governor, and even the House talking about more per pupil funding, that's going to be more dollars for your local school district. So I would highly like to recommend that if you hear about one of these housing projects and they have a board meeting, either of a planning commission or a total township board, a county board, I think you need to go and hear what they talk about and decide that it could be actually a way to increase housing in your community, bringing more taxpayers, bringing more people. So let's get a little bit different perspective. Let's be a little bit more accepting and see if we can get more of these developments in our area. One of the things you have to understand is housing brings people. And we need to grow our population in the state of Michigan. We can't keep educating kids at the colleges and having them leave the state to go somewhere else for cheaper housing, lower taxes, and better jobs. State is broken. It needs to be fixed. So definitely consider supporting these type of projects if they come up in your area. At least go and look at the renderings, the drawings, and see what they're proposing. Maybe even get up during public comment and let your position be known. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.